But we're going to get this whole show started. Have a good time. I am going to throw it over to my illustrious guest. All right? Illustrious. Over on the phone, we got Lady Lisa. Say what's up.
Hey, y'all.
And the homie right over here. All right? One half of the dynamic duo of the South, Keith Cooper.
So, man, I had to come back for the get ready for the closure of this season. We got one more left. This has been dope.
Yo, you know the deal. Look, let me tell you something. Let me tell you. We're going to have some fun tonight, all right? Now, before we get started, you know what? Let's elevate the game real quick. Let's go a little bit higher. Let's go higher right here. There we go. We've gone a little bit higher, as you can see on the screen. We're going to have a good time. If you're brand new to Nerd Soul, just know this is not, we're not doing a step-by-step recap. This is like you in a barbershop. We chilling. We're going to have a good time. We're going to talk about the show. We could go anywhere, beginning to end, all places in between. I'm going to set it off like this. Did homie have to do a wave check, though? Your boy, he was like, can you give me a wave check?
Just you see, he ain't take it off either, because won't be no pause in the waves.
Man,
hey man, I loved it. Like, I love that he even attempted. Give that full, you know, maximum effort, as Deadpool would say. You
that
know,
thing would have had, man, to be so tight and so full of grease.
Boy, look, man, college is expensive.
Yo,
they was willing to sell their souls, boy.
You had a whole bunch of random kids working on four-part harmony.
You know what? I give it to them. They was getting it together.
Yo, all right. So,
die of all things.
Yeah.
Damn.
Like, he was, man. Look, okay, guys. Look. This episode, Donald Glover is a genius, all right? And y'all ain't going to respect him till this show gone. When this show is gone about 3 years after, y'all going to be writing all kinds of articles about how amazing he was. Y'all better recognize, all right? Because he ain't pulling no punches. We open up, we see the white dude playing a video game. Ain't no big deal. You know, he's just playing a video game. And we get this vitriol, and we don't know where it comes from, so they have to take us back to the top and show us why. And
that ain't why.
It's not why. Yeah, it's not okay. Why. But this episode is, there's a ton of stuff in it. It's packed to the brim. It's a lot of fun. And I'll say this before we even get started. I know who's in this episode. I don't care about your feelings.
I just want to say, on behalf of all modern women, I don't even want to talk about the episode because of who's in it.
I'll say look, this. I don't even want
to. Well, hold on. Real quick. Before we get.
What?
Before we even get started, y'all bring some gender war stuff in here, you're getting black. Right? I don't play it. I don't care. Men need women. Women need men. We got to get this stuff together. I don't want to hear it. You come up in here with this mess, you're getting booed. You're getting the boot.
But I have a degree, though.
I don't want to hear from neither one side, because guess what? It ain't my problem. I don't care if you're high value, low value, man or woman.
Middle value.
Don't do it. We're going to talk about the episode. Thank you, Mike, because I was going to hit you in the green room, my girl. Like, I don't want to talk about old boy other than in the flow of the episode.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? May peace be with you. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? If we look, I was like, oh snap. I was like, oh, I see you. Well, I mean, unfortunately, you know, but I see you. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I'm gonna say this.
Making moves.
I'm gonna give myself a hand clap. Because in the group, shout out to anybody from the Atlanta FX group. Hey, we're the mods. I know for some reason
we are the mods.
And
there's like two or three other mods, but yeah, we're the mods.
But I have saved a lot of y'all from starting these wars. I have given some of y'all grace. Some of y'all got the boot, especially one person who was mad that we even stopped spoilers. They had to go like, what? Okay.
Oh, word? There was somebody mad about that?
Brother said, so, like, he couldn't say it on your comment, but he repeated what you said and called us the N-word. He, like, with it. It was like, I mean, he wasn't saying it directly. He wasn't the N-R. But it's, I'm like,
goodbye. Peace.
Goodbye.
So, you know what I mean? Sorry, I was just a little housekeeping to let you know, if you are in the group, we tried to improve the quality of it. I hope y'all appreciate it. A lot of people who don't like the show, y'all gone too, because I don't know why you're there. But, you know.
So we can have a Facebook group that we can all enjoy. We can all have a good time.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? If people mad at me, you just going to have to be mad, player.
You know, if somebody see you having a good time, they can't have it.
Face all soured up.
All balled up.
Been sucking on lemons.
Over there, just brushing your hair over and over, trying to get waves.
Like, out all sore.
I ain't got enough time in the day to hate watch. I don't know when this sick trend started.
Hmm. Yeah,
I just ain't got time, y'all.
We ain't got time for it. All right, so let's get into the real episode. Let's get into the real episode. You know, everything's fair game. One thing that I thought was awesome was when his dad was driving him to school.
Yes.
And that man said, "We gonna take you to the Golden Corral." I said, "If we ain't telling the truth in here, who we?" Now, I mean, that was pre-COVID. I mean, well, no, this ain't pre-COVID, but back when I was down with any type of buffet, that was pre-COVID. Now, I don't trust y'all. Y'all know how to act, and I ain't trying to get sick.
Well, in all fairness, we did
2 years straight, no sickness, not a drop of it, and I'm not trying to start. So I'm just saying.
No.
In all fairness, though, we did stop going to Golden Corral before the pandemic.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah.
There was kids, like, it was just, man, and then.
The kids was just piddling and playing in the food. I was like,
and there was that lady that had, like, was it hair in the salad? We saw some hair in the salad.
In the mashed potatoes.
Yeah, and she just scooped out that part. It's like, no, it's all tainted, boo. It's gone. No, don't try to like cut around it. This is not cancer. Your hair then matriculated the whole thing. It's over.
Matriculated. Yeah.
Dump it.
Did the hair graduate to the
I don't know what it did.
Now, I know people gonna be like,
what it won't go do was get in my plate.
And I know people gonna be like, come on, man, all the mashed potatoes, you wasteful. Yo, I ain't said we had to waste it. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure there's like, you know, a possum or something that would love this in the trash can. But what I'm saying is, me, I don't want no parts of your biology up in my grits. All right? Not the mashed potatoes, the grits, the peas, the gravy, nothing.
Well, right? They was going to the Golden Corral. That's what I liked. It's the Golden Corral.
Like, you going to the Golden Corral? I was like, yo, shouts out. Shouts out, keeping it real. Shouts out to Ryan's on Midlothian and Arch.
Oh my God.
Back in the day. Y'all had the illest rolls, son.
Rolls, Lord.
Y'all had the rolls. Y'all
was keeping it real, though.
But I think it's kind of messed up. You've been working hard for 4 years, and all you get is the old crap.
Ryan's kind of sucked, though, man.
Ryan's see, y'all must have had a bad one. That must have been a franchise. Yeah, y'all.
We had some bad ones.
We had corporate.
Like, I don't know where Ryan's was based out of.
I have no idea, but I know we had a dope one.
Texas. I think Ryan's was Texas, but see, all of our Ryan's became either like mom and pop stores or Chinese restaurants after they went out of business.
Oh, oh dang!
The building that Ryan's was in is knocked down, right?
Nah, the building that Ryan's was in is now a used car place. Is that or is it like Enterprise or something now?
You're right. It's rent a car.
Yep. But back in the days, we had respect for you. But I love that he was like, "You could get me a car." He was like, "Ha!"
No.
Ooh, he was like, "You've been messing with your white friends too much."
If he ain't taking you no place other than Golden Corral, he sure enough ain't getting you no car.
Yo, man. Look. I will say this, Donald Glover is going to be one of the first people that's canceled due to just the episodes in the show. Like, he didn't do anything. Like just the episode. Because I was like, oh, there's a whole bunch. There's a whole bunch of. All right, guys, I'm just saying this in a joking way. Let me get the joke off. I don't really care what skin color you are. But there's a whole bunch of hurt mulatto feelings out there. All right. I know wait, that. I know that.
Not mulatto, though.
Yes, it is.
Not mulatto.
I know it's a whole. It's
what
a whole.
What year is this?
Homie came through and said, because I'm light skinned. I'm like, nah, bro. You're not light skinned. You're biracial. There's a dip. Now, your skin is light compared to black or phenotypically black people, but you are not light skinned. There are black people that have black lineage and are still light. Those are light skinned people. You, sir, are biracial. Now, I know, once again, if you feel a certain way, I get it. You can leave. You don't have to support nurse. I understand. I get it. But we do have to, but we have to delineate. You know what I'm saying? Everybody else delineates. Every other group delineates, we just delineate. Look, you still down with us. We know you got a black dad. We question, cool. You know what I'm saying? You're brushing your hair. We cool. Just,
but the question
not
is
light-ski.
This, though. The question is this, though.
All right.
But is he black?
See, it was determined by George Wallace and Kevin Samuels, and I don't know the other brother. The other brother, I'm not sure who he was, but it was determined he was not black. That was, in fact, a lie.
Actually, I'm gonna go the other way and say yes. That's what makes it even more funny and damning, because he is black.
Yes.
That's what the joke is.
Yes.
But the
yes, I know he's right.
But the issue inside of that joke is, yes, you're black by lineage, but you have distanced yourself in every way from us and our culture.
That's
you know that.
Yeah.
So don't come walking in here like, hey, we cool. Remember when Carlton was on Bel Air and he was like, y'all never tried to add me to your club. And she was like, but you never came around either. So don't act like you were asking to be down with us.
Thanks.
And we shut you down. You never came around us either. You never it worked both ways, player. You know what I mean? You could have came to us and been like, hey, I want to be down with the club. I'm interested. I want to see what y'all talk about. Never did you do that.
My last high school principal looked like a shorter, older version of Aaron. Mm. Name was Mr. Potan. I like, especially down here, you kind of know how I was about to say something, but it's even more, probably worse than mulatto. I ain't going to say it. But you know when a brother has certain texture, because I was going to say something way rough, but, and it was like, he a brother, but he was distanced. Like, you can hear it in the voice. You know, he probably used to listen to James Brown back in the day or whatever, but, you know, he looked like he probably two-step and get some liquor in him. But, you know, at school principal, he was, you know, like Aaron. So I know, be some wild folks when you meet them that way.
And go ahead.
I think the other, because Donald Glover always covers a whole lot of issues all at once, a whole lot of different things, right?
A lot.
So I think it's the whole issue of, you know, you distance yourself from the culture. Also, I think it, you know, kind of touched on making us reflect on how we want to measure everyone's blackness.
Yeah.
Because we do that.
Yep. you do you want guys, it's just this video on YouTube, don't worry about it. But yes, we do measure everyone's blackness, especially in American culture, due to white supremacy. And the way white supremacy operates against us and kind of creates these levels of social barriers between whiteness and blackness. And like, you know, you got like $5 Indians. You got like these things that have gone on through history, where white people have played with like ethnicity and race and who they're going to elevate, not elevate, and then if you can pass, you can be just like us, and then those people pass, and then they shun you, and so this game has kind of been played so long that Black Americans have been like, okay, look, hold on, all right, we got to draw a line somewhere, all right, because this is running rampant and it's crazy, and there's a whole, like we said before, why is Hollywood's example of Black biracial? We've said this many times. Well, that's part of the system. The media is part of our system, just like the education, the legal system, all of that stuff. It's part of showing you what's acceptable by the dominant culture. And the people that aren't accepted, especially the people that are like, hold up, man, hold up, hold up, hold up. Hold up. We've been Black since been Black. All right, you would, just like the girls with the natural hair movement.
I was thinking the same thing.
We Blacks has been Black. Now here you come. We've been natural. We've been rocking the natural with the tight coils. Here you come with your like bubbly, fluffy, loose curls, and all of a sudden you are the example of the natural hair movement. You know what I'm saying? So it's those things where it's Black people have started to kind of lock arms and be like, hold up, okay, hold up, hold up. It's running rampant, and we need to stop this now. All right? Like, we can't have Zoe Saldana play, you know what I'm saying? We can't do this. We got to put a line. When
I just said that to my, like, we was talking about that, like, people who shouldn't accept roles. We was just talking about stuff, and I said, yes, people who want to diss themselves for Blackness, and Zoe Saldana was one of the first top people that came up. You know? Man.
I don't want to sidetrack, but I can't believe not one person on the set was like, I just want to know, are we really gonna do this? We really gonna follow through with this? Is what we're gonna do? Her with that prosthetic nose and that terrible complexion. We just gonna do this, right?
Yo, they just painted. They just painted her, yo. They literally just painted that girl.
Whew. Everybody wants to be Black, but don't want to be Black. Mm-hmm. That's literally like the tagline of this episode.
I mean, I wish Nina Simone would have got up and came and slapped all of them.
And it's funny because on the other side, for, and I can't remember the young man's name now, but to a certain degree, I get it. I'm Black in America. Sometimes you just be tired. Sometimes you just want to go to the store and not get messed with. Sometimes you just want to, you want to go somewhere and people just assume the best of you, instead of immediately criminalizing you the second you step a foot in the building. So I get it. It's similar to these young ladies that I've seen kind of clown this stuff here in California that are Latinx or Hispanic, whatever y'all call it. I don't know how y'all, so it's not that I'm trying to diss, whatever, Spanish, Latin, Spaniard, Hispanic, Latinx is no diss. But they'll come here, and if they're white Latin, what they'll do is blonde that hair, get them contacts, and then pretend like, hey, nothing's going on here. I'm part of the dominant society. But then they get called out when they say they're women of color. Because I've seen brown, like brown and deep brown Mexicans say, hey, hold up. Don't be talking about no woman of color when you, and I was like, oh snap. So y'all got this. I didn't even know y'all was dealing. Well, hey.
Whiteness has touched us all.
Whiteness has touched us all. The curse of whiteness.
curse of whiteness, boy.
So you know what I'm saying? I get it, but you can't come in here like HitFlix says, how is someone who just started claiming they were Black a week ago going to tell me what it means to be Black? So you can't come up in the joint like, oh, all right, I'm Black. Because when he dropped that line, because, you know, we're throwing all this stuff in. So this is kind of like the guys in Morehouse, I believe, that... the gentleman paid for all of his school tuition. So this is very similar. And he comes in and he says, I'm paying everyone's college tuition. People are like, yay. He was like, who's Black? And honestly,
was crazy.
I know the news would have went crazy if that happened in real life. But the same people that run these news stations will be the first to say, it's my money, I do what I want with it. Mm-hmm. So you can't have it. See, should have never gave you money.
But the thing is, if someone were to really do that, they could not tell the person that invited them there what they plan to do, because then they probably tell them, no, you're going to have to do this in private. There's no way we're going to allow you to announce this to everybody.
They probably didn't know.
And hurt their little white feelings.
Man, they was over there pouting in that joint. It reminded me of the reparations episode.
I thought they were going to get violent, honestly. The way they were sitting around talking about it, I was like, look, I don't know.
Loved how everybody jumped up, but then only a few rose, and they were loud, and they kept. We stayed loud, and was yelling, "Thank you, Jesus!
Thank you, Jesus!"
But between this and the big people need to watch. Like, now that we're coming to an end, people need to watch this and the big payback on repeat together, coupled in. Maybe with FUBU. Like, if you could do
three episodes. FUBU is man.
Because of how it was shot and how it kind of was like, it felt like a slight look back or just because of the black and white. But I think all three of those kind of got some interlinking things, because I think this is also Donald Glover saying what he had to go through as a parent of some. You know, he actually has said, I don't want my white kids to be the white kids or the mixed kids who say they don't see color. So, and then, you know, he had to go through. So I think there's some interlinking between all three of them. And he did direct this episode. He didn't write it, but he directed.
Hold on. Yeah. He has a biracial kid?
Yes.
Yeah, you know his wife is white.
I didn't know that.
Yo, sister's been mad at that for a long time. Meanwhile, they were just high-fiving old girl from Glee, with the white dude she about to marry.
Gabrielle?
Oh no, that's the other lady. I apologize, I'm mixing up my women. That's the one that the chick that was on Empire.
Yeah.
So
Gabby.
They just finished congratulating her though. They were talking how beautiful the photos were, how great it is. I'm just looking. I'm just telling you what I see from the stands. I'm married. I'm married to a black woman. I got a black family. I'm fine. You know what I'm saying? I want to continue the black community. But I'm telling you what I see from the stands. I'm calling the plays from the stand. I see, just like, you know, you watch a game. Somebody was playing the other night. Somebody went up for a slam dunk. They were already up by 28 points. Dude hit him with a hard foul. Both of them got ejected. I don't know why they both had to get ejected, because only one committed a hard foul. The other person was a victim, but we'll let that go. We'll let that go. I'm just telling you what I see from the stands. One person, white wife, y'all won't let that go. Other person, white husband, congratulations. I'll just let it sit right there.
Yeah, I'm gonna just let it sit too. I'm gonna let that one pass on by. But he has been quoted saying that. So it's just some interlinkage between those three episodes, I believe.
Well, I'm gonna save my comments on that one. I have things to say on it, but I'll let that go.
All right. Now, I will say, it's funny that we never saw mom. We never saw the mom in this episode. We never saw the mom.
Why would we get enough screen time? It's all right.
Yeah, like, we ain't got no time for that. We gotta have.
It's not relevant.
And Lisa, what up, Jenna James? What up, Fillmore Pockets and Algo C? Lisa brought this up when they were sitting on the side. They were like, black kids already get to go to school for free. And Lisa was like, are you talking about scholarship kids? Like, go to break that down, Lisa, because the way you said it was fun.
As soon as she said that, I was like, if they are on like an athletic scholarship. So then she started talking about that dude. Oh, he got accepted all of his schools. And then she talked about the NBA. See? See?
Yes.
So, in other words, I have to be able to do something that you physically cannot do to get into your same school.
Yeah.
Do you see even if I have the craziness in that?
And it was Zion Williams. Like, what? You mean, of course he's one and done. Zion Williams. And look, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to throw up. As a Pelicans fan, even I'm mad with him. But we saw his videos coming out of high school. Like oh my God. If Donald Glover knows how to kick up the it's so subtle in the ridiculousness. It made my mouth drop. I'm like, this woman here talking about Zion Williamson, like, yes, like this is why he went to all those schools. He can go to any damn school he wants to. There's the reason. How many Zion Williamsons do you know?
Right. It's ridiculous.
Hey, what?
Oh man.
But I love how they all sat around and complained and whined about how unfair the world is. It's like, if you don't go sit down.
But man, they all got into ASU. They already was into school. And right. They white black homie here who poor little Aaron, who dad laughed in his face at. I know it happened in the car ride, but you think they would have had this discussion for a while. Just crapping on this man's life, even though he's separate, but
I said, no, my dad had to be so cruel. We ain't have to laugh at him like, oh, you want me to pay for what?
He was like, we ain't got the money. We ain't got the money. And shout
out
to
the kids. That's not what he said. He laughed in his face.
He laughed in his face, man.
Probably because he'd been told him. Think about this. All right, imagine. This is your son. You've been told him, at least since junior year, son, we just don't have the money. Don't have the money. You're going to have to go to another school or something like that. Or maybe if you get a scholarship, but we just don't have the money.
Like a conversation about the same man that laughed in his face. Well,
no, this is a conversation from the same man for like the first 3-4 times. After that, he just started busting out laughing at him. Because he's like, look, I told you. Like, he's like, I told you. What else you want me to say? Now, on that same tip, I know a couple people that made fun of me. Oh, your boy right here had to go to community college because your brother right here had to go somewhere that he could pay for. But your boy right here, ain't nobody calling him for no debts. Those people, folks still calling them, and guess what? They ain't got the money. See, I went where I could pay for. Stop trying to follow the Joneses and keep up with them. You do what works for your life and your finances. You ain't got no money. Or, like Lisa said, break down what you said about going to school like this.
Oh, I was like, you mean it's not going to be easy, but you can just go to school and work and pay, you know, one semester at a time. I mean, I remember people were doing it when I was in college. You just, hey, it's hard, but I tell you what, it's going to make your butt get up and go to work because you know what time is running out. And it's going to be time to sign up for classes. Do what you got to do if you really want to go.
Can I propose, I'm going to be before we get to the foolishness, man, can I be a little more softer, gentler, just for a second?
All right, be a little gentle. Be gentle,
my brother. I might have been in that situation if my dad wasn't fortunate. Like, we got something here called TOPS in Louisiana, where you can kind of go to a state school if you would have scored enough on the ACT. What I do blame Aaron is that clearly he hasn't maybe been communicating enough with his dad, and they kind of just talking to it. But I know they're talking to us, the audience, to let us know what's going on real quick in a 35-minute episode. Mm-hmm. So I get the convention of that. But
yeah,
I feel like, you know, this is where if Aaron was not getting rid of his blackness, this episode actually took place in Georgia and Atlanta, right? Around it. All those HBCUs around Georgia, it's like, I don't know what ASU supposed to be. Maybe it was Georgia Tech. I don't know.
Probably something.
Georgia, it's like, I wish there was an alternate universe where we could see where Aaron actually has to go to an HBCU. But also, like how you went to community college, I was fortunate that I live like a couple of miles away from Southern University, and it was affordable. You know, all colleges have went up kind of after my generation, just in general. And it got bad if you ain't have scholarships. I wind up working. I always worked. My dad paid for basically a year and a half of school. I joined a job, Convergys, a call center that actually had a benefit where they will pay some tuition, like $800, $900. I got a Time Journal scholarship to pay for like,
the Tom Joyner morning show
on the radio. I don't know. And I took out a loan. So I did it three different ways. I had help, a couple of scholarships, and a couple of refunds. So, and thank to the grace of God, mine was paid off like 2 years ago. You know, so I made all these. So I just feel bad for Aaron a little bit in that scenario.
I feel bad for him because his daddy laughed in his face. I mean, it was just like
his face.
It was just so cold and dismissive.
Like, yo, when he came home, he was like, "I can't believe they did this to me." And he was like, "Yo, this is what it's like to be black."
He was like, but I do appreciate dad saying.
Because look, when he got mad, what he do? He pulled out that white card real quick and was making monkey sounds, and he was using the hard R. So don't come up in here and ask, no, you ain't black. And I know people are like, oh, well, he is black, because one drop makes you whole. No, that's how we got in this problem. And I know people don't want to hear that. That's how we got in this problem. Now, that's a whole nother show, a whole nother panel, for a whole nother channel, probably.
But but I always, you know, for me, I'm like, you're biracial. I don't, you know, I feel it's not fair having had a biracial friend myself. No, but I don't think it's fair for them to have to choose one or the other.
You know, I love the biracials.
I love the biracials. No, but in all seriousness, I was good friends with this girl named Keisha. Her mom was white, her dad was black. And we went to a predominantly white high school. And talking to her and talking to a few other kids that were biracial, they had said that they felt like they had to choose. Either you're going to have black friends or you're going to have white friends. They felt like they weren't accepted. You know what I'm saying? Either way, it's like you had to make a choice. And, you know, I don't think that's right. Because if you have two parents, one black, one white, how do you kind of turn your back, so to say, on one side or the other? I don't think it's something they just have to choose. You're biracial. Point. That's what you are.
Kid, I don't know.
Before you go, I'll say this. Generally, you go with what you look like phenotypically, because in the system of white supremacy, that's what you are. And I know people want to be, you know, this ethereal, you know, I'm everything, I'm whatever I want to be. You are what the dominant society says you are in this country. So
how you tell Grandmother Alice, you know, hey, society says I'm black. Sorry for you. Like, you know.
Well, because that's kind of how you have to operate, because you can't run around like it's the Eddie Murphy skit with the white people, like you just get stuff for free. Because that's not that's not how your life is gonna be, girl. It's not. But the dudes too, it's not gonna be like in Boondocks when they were like, Jesus was Hebrew. He was like, Jesus is someone the police would consider black. And that's how we have to operate. In this, so if someone were to look at Aaron, they'd be like, oh, he's probably like, maybe he's like Greek, or, you know, maybe he's like, you know, a Latino or something. They would never come straight out of their face and say, that's a black man over there.
But you can acknowledge all of those issues and be like, I'm biracial. Oh, you're black. No. Sure. I'm biracial. You get what I'm saying? To me, it's
and like, the police be like, hey, you black.
But see, that's on them. You get what I'm saying? If that's what they want to do, if somebody else wants to label you as that, you know, that's on them. That's how I see it.
I get where you're coming from.
It's not a whole lot different from somebody, you know, us being called the N-word for so long, and then we have turned right back around and called ourselves the same thing. It's like, why would you do that?
Yeah. Now how I feel about, you know how I feel about the word, you know what I mean?
I'm gonna say, man, I guess maybe, I don't know if it's more old school or more hardline, or it gets a little weird down here, because I can see Aaron and be like, I know that's a brother, because I've met them brothers before. You know, it's very possible. In fact, what's funny is meeting Aaron, like I said, meeting the principal version of him, but then when I got to college, I met the new version of Aaron on campus. You know, so I met all phases of Aaron.
Yeah.
From high school to college. So
Aaron is going to grow up and end up being Sean King.
Oh, stop. Oh,
man. I actually thought, was he the guy who played? I almost thought, was he the same guy who played the other guy in white fashion? But
nah.
Just the brush joke kept going. But
bruh, that brush joke was killing me.
You got that little one brush.
I was just like, Lord, his poor scalp.
Hey, you gotta prove it. Gotta get the ways going. But I feel like this. I do kind of agree with Mike saying that however you appear is how society is gonna treat you. But even if you don't appear, I feel like you don't, if you honor your blackness and you are black, you can be black, in my opinion. And what you say to Grandma Alice, you know what you tell her? Hey, I ain't make the rules, B. Your family, your people did. So
yeah, I ain't make the rules.
I love you, but guess what? You got a black grandkid and you're gonna have to deal with it. And you're gonna you people need to do better and accept me for what I am and who I choose to be. Because guess what? When people that look like me was found out to not be passing, Halle Berry did a movie, played a part, Queen. There's a whole movie about
it.
Look what happened to her after she was figured out. Raped, beaten, kicked out, you know, out of the whole white structure. So at the end of the day, and, you know, shout out to my homie Mark, you know, this is why we discussed it. His mom, like, Mark is very light-skinned, whatever. His mom is even lighter than him. She was told that she could pass before. She chose not to pass because she knew exactly how them people were doing. Man, she got sprayed with, you know, marching for freedom and stuff, and people, like, called her a nigga lover. And they didn't know that she was... Oh, my bad. I hope I didn't break it. Oh, it was just talking to the kid, but...
No, you sorry. You good. Just
my bad.
A whole bunch of stuff is getting brought to me.
But, and they sprayed her because they thought that she was white and supporting black people. They're like, no, I am black. So either which way, you can still get it, as the curse of whiteness shows. So, you know, I'm willing to allow somebody that grace to be black, even if they look like Aaron, and if they're supportive. I get it. I know that there's some different discussions, but that's just me. So, you know, because I know some people who are fair skinned or whatever, but they're not trying to pass or be something that this society would not ever let them have anyway. Now, there's some people who got it, who passed and who are slightly passing in high school. They played baseball. They wore the tight cowboy jeans, this and that. I had no problem with them, but you could just tell.
Not the tight cowboy jeans.
They were looking like one dude looked like Davis Justice, but he looked like a black redneck version of David Justice.
Oh, wow.
And he was good at baseball. But, you know, he had cowboy boots too. Oh, but, you know, he didn't have that bad to say about us as black people, but he was always with the white folk. So I would assume he identified as white.
Mm-hmm.
I used to say, yeah. I might see that. Nah, he might be Sean King. You know, Sean King, Dirty South version. I don't know.
Now, another thing that I thought was interesting is, of course, the end of the episode. The end of the episode, he like, hey, man. I'm gonna burn this school down. Burn this school down to the ground. And when he gets there.
I love how he walked there, you know, like, hey.
He must live around the corner from the school.
We live 4 miles away.
Yeah, because he had to drive to the school.
Yeah, remember they had the conversation? But I love how he just freely, you know, walks. All the way there with this weapon in his hand and on his back, and it's like, hey, it's all good. Nothing to see here.
Maybe somebody saw him with it, but they was like, I ain't messing with that dude.
Oh, he's white. He's good.
He's LARPing.
It's okay.
He's a LARPer.
Yeah, he is. That's all. No big deal. But when he saw the dude, what was he?
Stop.
He was born in Nigeria. But he grew up, you know, he was like, I grew up in Lithuania. Like, I don't even remember Nigeria. I have no. And so they brought in the whole other side of like, look, your immigrant status doesn't align with black culture and you ain't black neither.
Now, how you gonna sit here and break this down? Like, really? Tell me more.
That, because that's what he said. He was like, they said, I want black. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure there was like, you ain't black. All right, you from, look, you, what we're talking
but
about
I love,
is.
But the thing was, when he was explaining it to him, it's like he was saying it from a place of agreement. Like, yeah, man, you know, you ain't black. Yeah, like, excuse me.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, it's like, I mean, well, I see where you're coming from. And yes, but you don't tell nobody nothing.
Coming from Aaron, it was funny. But and I know some other podcasts were like, I'll trust the audience. I'm actually glad Donald Glover did not trust the audience. And he spelled that out. Because that's going to cause more conversation. They just dropped that in there. It's like, you know, us as Black Americans, sometimes we get it from our brothers from the, you know, our brothers and sisters from the motherland. Where they come here and be like, believe that Fox News stuff that we're lazy and we don't want it. And like, no, we, but then you, we want it. And you realize it's not built for us to have it sometimes,
right,
for the most part.
Yeah.
And you, even you as an immigrant might get a little bit more push to get because, it, to use against us.
Yes. Yeah. Because they need buffer classes. Like this, the funny, like I said, I love how Rock B comes through and says, FYI, black in this episode was referring to ethnicity, not race. Well, yes and no, but yeah, I get you, but yes and no. Because if Rachel Dolezal came in that joint, she was not getting a check. So like, come on, like, I, yes and no.
But, well, not now. There was a time she would.
Yeah. Homegirl was running the NAACP up in
running
this
the NAACP. So black women was whispering behind, like, "Is she black? I think she's black, girl. She I don't black. Know, girl.
Girl, I don't think she black." You know, somebody had to say that. But anyway,
well, they talked about it in the Netflix special. They talked about, yeah, I wondered, and we talked about it. We asked, we just let it go. All right,
of all the people never let it go. I don't want to talk to besides, oh boy, she is definitely another person I don't even want to bring. Like,
yeah,
it's ridiculous.
But, well, I mean, episodes like this make you kind of have to like bring stuff up. So when, the situation comes through because, yes, there is a, like, this energy from immigrant black people from, whether you're from the islands or from the continent, wherever it is, there's this idea, and it's kind of built on white supremacy's kind of like buffer class movements of like, oh, no, you're better than them. Oh, no, they're horrible. Oh, they're lazy and they're criminals. And how are you going to be a criminal and lazy? But, I mean, I guess we're not lazy when we want to rob you, but then we're lazy all the other time. But anyway, so so they're lazy and the criminal, but you're awesome. You're old because you come from somewhere else. So, I mean, of course you're better than them. And then they come in with this energy of like, yeah, I'm better than them. And then, of course, make no mistake, people understand the power of whiteness, at least in America, all across the world. Like, trust me, aligning yourself with that, at least in this country, is definitely recognized as a benefit. Like, Ted Cruz, come on now. Or even the brother that got killed by the OnlyFans chick. When you looked at his Twitter, all he had for black people was smoke. Y'all ghetto, y'all ugly, y'all criminals, y'all this, y'all that. That's true. Guess what you found out? So, like we try to say, we should have this Pan-African view of like, yo, man, look, we all brothers and sisters. We got to come together. We got to work together, you know, support one another. But in practice, what ends up happening is you get called a kata. Or you get looked down upon, or you get told to pull yourself up by your bootstraps and all of these things where it's like, I know you're using the Fox News playbook, but you haven't lived here long enough to know what you're talking about on the real. And so then you do have this kind of distinction where it's like, hey, we ain't even, like, we were just here chilling and you come here making extra. So I can kind of see that view of, all right, you are black, phenotypically black, you look black, but you don't like align yourself with anything that we align ourselves with. So in that case, you're sort of leaning over more to like what would be considered a buffer class instead of actually being down with us. And then they probably told him like, you can't be. But then at the end, your boy Kevin Samuels, Mr. KS, all right, he was like, you got a check for me, player. He was like, you got a check for me. He was like, thank you, sir.
He became a Black American that day.
I love how he rolled up in the robe. He was like, my school.
I was like, school?
It is his school. He just bought.
He don't own the school. You don't okay. buy a public school, sir.
No, it is your school. His name is on it. Like if a school said Nerd Soul, it'd be my school. I'd be like, yo, this is my school. I can't believe they did this.
It's not your school. You ain't making no decisions about that school except the name on the front.
Hey,
that's the most important thing.
It's actually not.
Like if you go to Harvard or Stanford or any one of these richy places where somebody rich done bought a library, they'd be like, that's my library right there. You know what I mean? They'd be like, and this library made sure that my sons and daughters could get in here.
I'll tell you this, it may not be my school, but I'll tell you what is my funding. And if you
that's
want my true. Funding,
that's
you better holler at your boy.
Holler at your boy.
It's a public school, wink, wink. Like, come on, like, look. You know how the politics go.
Yeah.
Oh, man. But that joke was mad funny. He was like, my school. Like, but I mean, it is his. He just got, I know it's a new school. I know he just got it like yesterday, but it's his. You know what I'm saying? They had the neon lights up there. Like, come on, man.
Like,
y'all ain't have no more.
Neon?
Y'all ain't got no regular letters like where was the other letters?
He wanted it in neon.
He's like, I need my school in neon lights. So they find a way to be funny, especially in the very end when your boy is working at, I don't know, Best Buy, Target, whatever. Like he was like, hey, girl, you know, this is the real thing. Like Fillmore Pocket said, he wasn't Black, but by the end he was John B. And shouts to John B, because John B was giving white boys hope way back in the days. Like they didn't have no one else. They had no one else. They had like Rick Astley or something before that. And then John B came out and they had hope. They was going to barbershops. There were no, look, for a brother that went to barbershops, all right.
John B walked so Robin Thicke could run.
Oh man, it's cold. Oh, you know man. What? You know what?
True.
Robin Thicke does owe John B like some royalties.
Yes, he does.
Because if it wasn't for John B, Robin Thicke would have no chance.
If this was wrestling, I would love to see John B come into a crowd and like pimp slap Robin Thicke, be like, you ain't good. You ain't nothing.
You ain't
like,
nothing.
You know what I had to go through? Your daddy already was rich. Mine was semi-rich, but I earned it. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Okie dokie.
Now, I will say this. Since we're talking about John B, He did get the backing of Quincy Jones, and Quincy Jones knows what he's talking about. He, when it comes to music, he know. John B did have skill. All right,
he
did
have skill. He
like, had skill. He had a couple jams, but all the brothers was looking at him like, all right, look, you're cool for now, but we got an eye on you.
Just
we know when you go in the break room and it's just y'all in there. I'm just saying, look, hey, all right, we got an eye on you. All right, we just keep, hey, watch yourself.
All I can say is in 1995, if you was a white boy and you was cool with any of the brothers, and we accepted you a little bit and we call you John B, you better take that compliment very seriously. Because we actually like John B.
All right, here's a direct line. It's John B to Jason Williams to Robin Thicke. Like that's the direct line. Oh, Jason Williams is a white chocolate basketball player. All right, so Jason Williams is a basketball player. He had a very street ball style of play. And street ball, when most people think about street ball, they think of basketball play styles from essentially urban, aka Black areas.
Yeah, I was gonna say, why are you soft shoeing it Black?
No, I'm trying to break it down for someone who might be watching my show for the first time. Because you got, you know, like Stanley said, everybody's episode is somebody, every episode is someone's first episode. So I'm trying to, trying to help them out. But yeah, white chocolate, he, you know what I'm saying? It was, so it's John B, white chocolate, Jason Williams, then Robin Thicke. I don't know who, I guess Post Malone? I don't know.
And before we go too far, Post Malone, I'll throw in some more with Jason Williams. Jason Williams, he was one of the white boys. He was a white boy, then he went too far with it. I think one time he showed up with an ice grill. He had dyed his hair black, shaved his head. He was like from the poor part of Virginia with Randy Moss. So he probably hung around some areas where they drink Hennessy and whatever.
West Virginia? West Virginia or Virginia?
I think he was, I don't know. He was somewhere.
Might have been West Virginia. Because I think Randy Moss is from West Virginia.
I think he was from somewhere where, I think he grew up with West, not far from Randy Moss. And they were from good friends. And I remember, still remember, he came up. And they said he was, all this was iced out. And he had a grill. I'm like, all right, Jason. He had to roll it back a little bit. I think he got that call. Like, Jason, you got it. He was a little.
Jason, that's how you
had to have an intervention.
They actually had to get rid of Jason. They're like, oh, no, we got to get rid of him. Like, Sacramento had to trade him.
Okay, so Jenna James said DuPont High School in West Virginia. Yeah, don't get me started on DuPont in West Virginia. That's a whole nother problem. But the test. Oh man, yo, the test.
Oh my God.
Homie said, homie handed him a pistol and said, "Make a beat with this." Yo, classic. Yo, shouts out to everybody that got in the ciphers in high school, you know what I'm saying? Because either you was using a pencil or you was using a quarter to get that table to make a sound. You know what I'm saying? You can't just be using your knuckles all the time. The joint gonna be hurt.
So you gotta use it. I went to a white high school. I know of no such things.
That's literally a whole song of grinding.
Yep, grinding came out. When he said, "What mixes with Hennessy?" And the dude said, "What?" I don't know what the question was, but he said, 227 and amen. I was like,
I don't know what the question was, but I really want to know.
But I got a feeling. I kind of feel like I know what was the question. Yo. Like what famous reruns in the summer.
Yo, on the real though, if you know 227 and amen, I might lean towards you because, you know what I'm saying? I mean, unless you're about to pull out Rock too, you know what I'm saying?
No,
Rock was dope. You know what I'm saying?
You know the theme song.
Oh, a Rock?
No, 227 and amen.
Amen. Shine down the light from.
I'm not talking about you. I'm just talking about in general. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the question was, can you sing any part?
Oh, yeah. Be like, sing 227. Sing good times. All right. Yeah. Sing. Because if you don't know, no matter your age, your mama or your grandmama was watching the rerun. So you should know them songs. So if you don't know them songs, bop. Like, know them songs?
They're like, what city was 227 in?
What? man, so there's certain quintessential things. You can be like, all right, Love Jones or Love and Basketball? See, you got, but it was funny. I did like that. I mean, it's silly in the way that you have to make things silly for this, but it's also like, yeah, we kind of all know that. You know what I'm saying? Or be like, or show him like, show him like that ritzy artisan bread and show him the king loaf and be like, which one you got the money for?
No.
That king loaf. See, because that king loaf gonna be thin, but it's gonna hold you down. That thin slice, because this is about 200 slices in a piece of bread.
That's like 200 thin slices. Like,
yo, that bread. That bread, like, don't get that bread wet because then you're going to evaporate.
You better not put no condiments on it.
you put some ketchup or mustard or anything on that bread, it's going to waste away.
That piece of ham be stuck to the roof of your mouth.
Or show him those little plastic barrels of juice. Remember and be like, what is this? What is this? Do you know what this is?
Water,
you
don't know what this is.
That is simple. Right. I know by region, there's several ways to say it, but you know. But yes, quarter water.
Yep.
Barrel hugs. Of
yeah, they was called hugs or something.
Yeah.
You know.
The barrel hugs, man.
But that was funny, but it also made me think of, like, you know, you're making this dude, you know, kind of shuck and jive, you know, for kind of the way that white people would make a shuck and jive. So it was just a whole lot of intertwined stuff.
Which is what makes it so dope, where it's like, y'all gonna miss Donald Glover when he done. When this show is over, y'all gonna miss him.
It's never gonna happen again. Like this, they really made him jump through the proverbial hoops for nothing. And how many of us, just like his dad say, being black, you know, you don't get the things that you know that you deserve.
Right.
Yep.
You know. Now, he didn't deserve it per se. He needed it. That's why he went. He needed it. He needed it bad.
Exactly.
Real bad. Like,
I'm going to be black.
I love how all of a sudden he, like, because he was sitting there with his white friends. You could see his brain just working. All right. Now, do I want this money bad enough to claim I'm black? I don't know. But then when he started seeing them videos, he like, look, I'm running out of time. Look, it is what it is. It's like, all of a sudden.
And look how quick all the Asian and Latino X people was trying to see Shy.
It was a hot mess.
But you know one thing that I do like afterwards? I don't know if it was before or afterwards. I think it was afterwards when old girl was saying about Zion Williams that she was being racist straight up, you know, in her own naive way. But who was she hollering at? On the IG, a certified black kid who was going there, and she was gonna play him to the left. And at least he like, look, man, like, what's up? If I did the same, my body, it's like, you know, you about to get that talk. No long distance, son. It's over.
Yep, it's over.
She
was like, I know you ain't. She was like, I know you ain't going. But here's the thing, though. She won't go and do it. She was going to string you along and have her cake and eat it too, though. Because she could have said this back at the school. But she ain't saying nothing until you called her on this. She was like, you know you're not going to the school. Yeah. So it's over.
What's so subtly funny about that without going too deep, or I don't know. I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but she thinking she's dating a white guy because I think she didn't know. Or didn't care. But I guess she really didn't know. And was going to get cheated on by a black man in college for, you know, those college experiences.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. She was like, look, I got 4 years to have my experiences and then bury them joints. Look, we ain't going to go there, but we're going to keep it real. Y'all, a whole lot of y'all went to college. Did everything y'all wanted to do and try to bury them joints. Like, I'm going to just bury these experiences.
Hey,
bro. Go get married like nothing happened.
As they should be.
We saw he got game and what happens for athletes, some athletes. I mean, keeping it real, just look up the ring at Louisville. Even some LSU players down here got caught up in a bit of the sex ring, per se, if you will. That happened. Look, they ain't lying. He got paid. It happens. And it happens in small institutions. It damn sure happened at big money institutions.
Yeah.
So she might have made the rotation.
Oh, Lord.
Yep. Now, shouts to ZSB Lou. Yeah, we do see at the end where the cop shoots the kid without saying freeze. So we got to see that because he was like, he always says freeze. You should just listen. Duh.
That's
why you're not black. That's exactly why.
His wake up call right there. He was like,
just listen.
But see, ain't that his daddy's fault? Because his daddy should have had this conversation with him.
Well, it. It seems like his dad has tried to, but he won't try. He won't try to hit.
No, it seems like his dad is just enjoying making fun of this son that he chose to have with a white woman. You just he ended up making fun of him, and this experience, like, this is your child.
This is your but child, man.
It's funny as hell, though.
It is funny. another
funny. His ignorance, but his ignorance is partly your fault.
But what is it? Someone else, was it Zias B. Lou? Zias B. Lou said, being from Atlanta made the Grady versus Emery line hilarious. Now that was funny. I don't even know what Grady and Emery is. I know they're hospitals apparently, but when he said white Grady and the dude was like Emery, he was like white Grady. That was hilarious because every city got that hospital that white people used to go to. And they don't go there no more. now they go to the new white hospital.
It used to be Earl K. Lone down here in Baton Rouge. It no longer exists. It was right by the strip club. I mean, it was where, and it was like a state sanctioned hotel. Hospital. It was straight from the 50s. But you go there if you don't have insurance and you get covered and they'll take care of you, whatever. But they used to call it Killer Earl, Killer Earl K-Lone, because sometimes people make it out. But you might get killed over there if you're hanging out too long, too much.
Wow. Every city got that hospital that's like, it's in the hood. It's like, their success rate isn't the highest. But then there's like in Richmond, you got MCV. If there's anything they know how to do, they can handle a bullet wound, boy. They got that. Oh, they got bullet wounds on.
If your life is in danger, you go to MCV. Anything life threatening.
Yeah. If you just got shot a couple times, go to MCV, they got you.
You looking for like some nice, care for somebody to be compassionate, don't go to MCV.
Mm-mm. I'm going to keep it real. I had to go there one time with my wife because before we were married and on the same insurance different this, and she was in between, things was changing. We didn't have insurance set up, so we had to go there, and she had like a spider bite. It was a terrible time. I tell you, it was like a prison psycho ward. Man. It just was.
Yo, you probably went there. The lady at the desk was like, what? Like, yo, man, I'm hurt. And like, she needs some help. Fill this out. No, this is an emergency. Is this the emergency room? Fill this out.
The best thing I could compare it to, you remember a night court where everybody kind of sat in the room?
Yes.
And you just be in the background like this, that's kind of how it works.
You sit beside prostitutes.
Just sitting there chilling.
Man. Wow. That's because MCV, like, if you want that nice care, like, you go when the hospital got like a campus, there's waterfalls and stuff, and there's shrubbery and trees, and like little well manicured grass. You got to go to Bon Secours, but you ain't got money for Bon Secours. All right, I'm just letting you know, you ain't got money, you ain't got no insurance. So, going to MCV where they're gonna throw you on the table, they're gonna save your life. They're just gonna be like,
they're gonna have about 10 students with their notepads. Prodding at you.
Because they're gonna make sure they teach you too, because it's part of VCU. So now they gotta be part of the teaching. So they'll be like, all right, so see, this dude got shot 3 times. He's probably out in the streets like that. Be like, can you help me? Be like, he's probably running the game, but we're gonna make sure he's all right.
You see all that blood flowing? See, that's not a good thing. See, that's,
man, you know what? All this, we gonna fix all this.
But by the way, is that hospital still up? Because as much as we used to kind of crack on Earl K. Lone, it was the only hospital, like full-fledged, if you will, hospital that was servicing that many people in the hood, and it's knocked down now. So it's kind of like, you laugh at it, but it's like, it's another resource we lost. Because the state was part of the LSU system and state funded, and they got rid of it.
Wow.
One of our evil governors, Bobby Jindal, who...
fool.
Yes. He did it. Talk about the curse of whiteness. Our first Indian governor. Mm-hmm. Go look at a picture of Bobby Jindal, and then go look at his picture that's now in the governor's mansion. You talk about the sick. This
I'm telling you,
man, I'm sorry, I would get pissed off, but yeah, I was so close to one time to Bobby Jindal, I could have punched him in his face when I used to work downtown. I was so close, like, boy, I hate you. Like, God, I'm knocking out right now. But anyway, I am not threatening any former governors.
Well, apparently you can hatch a plan to kidnap and kill a governor, and it's okay. Yeah. I mean, that's
a black man in Louisiana. I'm not threatening anybody's life, ex-governors in Louisiana.
Yo, when they what was that? The shorty in Michigan when they was mad about masks, and they was like, yo, they was like, all right, look,
what happened to that?
They let them go.
They let all of them go on like some weird technicality that they made up. But imagine this. Like, you're like, all right, y'all, everybody come in. All right, we're going to kidnap the governor, right? Word. Yeah, we're going to do that. All right, and then we're going to kill him. Yeah. And then they get caught. And then they're like, I mean, hey, all's weather ends well, right? like, that's essentially what happened.
She's still living, ain't she?
Before January.
She's still alive, ain't she?
Was this before or after January 6th? Did them same fools probably was in January 6th?
This was before.
I think
this
it was right before.
Yeah, this was
6.
This was like maybe November-ish, September-ish, something like that.
It was long before.
Yeah, because it was around the like election time. They was like mad about it.
Boy, it was great to be white in this country where you can conspire against your own civil servants to kill publicly and be left out. Even Europeans don't do that. But that's how crazy whiteness is in this country.
Yo, it's the curse of whiteness, yo.
With you. If they don't deal with you directly, one of your family members are going to be gone. And they like to pretend they all nice and sweet over it. Nah. It ain't no way in Russia or something like that, or I don't know, even Ukraine, both of them, one of your people, somebody getting got. You trying to kill a politician and you didn't succeed. You better disappear.
Yeah, it
just let you off the street.
That's the curse of whiteness. But with that said, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna throw it to one of the homies from Blurtish. Final thoughts, and where can they find you?
Final thoughts. This episode was funny. Shout out to the kid who played Aaron. Shout out to his dad.
Because
Aaron had to do a lot of acting in a short period of time to become his final form in the end. it was hilarious, man. Like, it was bittersweet, sad. Aaron deserved all that he got. Looking at him as a teenager, I wish there was something better for him, or he figured out quicker. But it's also to show you how they touched upon class, being classes, racism, and just being lost. And they did, like, this is a good job by Donald Glover and team to have touched all things, to even touch in on the whole, you know, class war against some of our immigrant brothers and sisters, and to touch to throw that in there. Some might say it might have been thrown in haphazardly. I liked it. It just shows you how bizarre living in America can be, and how you lose your sense of identity and self, and you have to regain it and learn it and, you know, try to succeed. And it just shows you, man, how money can change a lot of damn things. Like, what Paul Mooney said is just true. And I said earlier, you know, I ain't gonna say it exactly, but everybody want to be black, but nobody want to be black. But then they want to be black, when it's great to be black. Mm-hmm. And it's just, it's ridiculous. It's just, this is an absurd universe, and I'm loving it. And I really hope after Atlanta's wrapped up, if y'all can't enjoy this show, I don't know what to tell you. I'm sorry for you, and I hope that you can go absorb it. Maybe me and Nerd, so we need to like come up with a list of episodes. I actually need Hulu so I can go back and watch all of it. Some connective tissue, because, and just to throw out the last one, I'm gonna hurry up. Like with last week, I don't know if I joined you for that one. I don't think I did, with Lorraine and Art.
Oh yeah, we were on that. We talked on that.
My mind gone. But basically, it's in that episode. it is a lot of episodes that have parallels that are like deep continuations of what the characters are going through. And I don't know what's going to happen in the last episode of this season. I guess they come back home. Maybe we'll know if Clark County is really dead. We may never see the Gator Man again. You well, never
said rest in peace. That sticker said rest in peace, so he gone.
So it's like, I kind of appreciate Don Glover not holding your hand and treating you like this is a Tyler Perry show. Again, folks who are complaining, especially even our groups are, don't get it. It is not meant to hold your hand. It is to get you to think a little bit. Sometimes you're going to make your own conclusion. Some of it might be too far-fetched. And honestly, and I'm going to bring it to the nerdy. If y'all can do all these mental gymnastics for these damn Marvel movies and DC movies, do it for Atlanta. Just put on your Marvel filters for the multiverse madness when you watch Atlanta. And you'll feel better. And you'll get that this is a fable and a fairy tale. So you can find me at www.blerd-iss.com. That's www.blerd.com. The sale is now. I got some shirts in from Atlanta. I got some shirts in for Dr. Strange. Like, even if you may or may not like Moon Knight, but you might like the character's design. And a lot of different pop culture stuff and a lot of anime manga stuff also in the stores. So check it out. And it's going on through Sunday. And a lot of events coming up. Catch me if you're in Baton Rouge at Lazy Nerds this Sunday. He's got his physical store. Shout out to Aaron. He's going to be doing a pop-up if it don't rain. And come out, have some fun, get some nerdy stuff, comics, books, shirts, and all that good stuff.
What up, what up? And Lady Lisa?
I just kind of agree with what he just said. Like, I just love that Donald Glover gives you a lot to think about. It's like he just throws it out there and he doesn't, you know, explain it. And like you say, he doesn't hold your hand, but it gives you a lot to think about, you know? And I like that because it is a lot. I think some people maybe can't really get into the show, honestly, because it steps on their toes. I think, you know, they may see some issues that probably pertain to themselves and they don't really want to deal with it. And so they're like, I don't like it, or it's not true or whatever. But, you know, I like it. I like anything really that's thought provoking and makes you kind of do some self-reflection.
Word up, word up. And you know the deal, guys. You know the deal. NERD, SUL, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all those places, hit that thumbs up, right? If you can. Hit that subscribe button if you can. Share this to the people that aren't going to ASU this semester because they ain't going to have nothing to do but just watch Nerds on. They ain't going to ASU. You know what I'm saying? They ain't doing nothing but sitting down. You can watch Nerd Song. You know what I'm saying?
Well, they're working at Best Buy. Best Buy doing this.
Yo, homie had that brush. Look, yo, he gonna have a scar in the middle of his head when he does.
I said, like, your hair ain't rough enough for this, bro.
Yeah, it, like, but love the show. Genius again. He's able to pack so much into it was like 25 minutes. He's able to pack so much. And I also love the freedom of movement of this show. Where one episode can be 40 minutes, another episode can be 25 minutes, another, like, you know, like this thing is just incredible. And I don't think people are really given the just due, but homie about to get some more Emmys. Amazing stunt casting, regardless of how you feel about the man. That was amazing. And he pulls it off. Shouts to George Wallace. Always thought he was funny. Good hilarious. To see him. I love his voice. So between the kids doing the like a different world pan with the kids singing Shy and stuff, it's just yo man.
It's stuff it's, I gotta go back and rewatch.
The kid saying that he had a wave check, man. It's perfect. Because then you can go back to the episode where they were talking about the spinning waves where homie had been, he said, you got to bake these waves. And when we took it off.
I wish they would have let him take off the do-rag though, because I wanted to see what he thought he was going to do.
Yo, man.
Can I ask y'all a quick question? Both of y'all. So, it's real quick. It's dealing with Aaron in his final form again.
All right.
Where he says, oh, girl, you look better than I, like, I'm more attracted to you ever. Did she look like Is it just me or the fact that she's the way she smiled, like, now that you didn't go to college and my daddy totally wouldn't approve of you, I think you're even better than before. Then the way she smiled, was that like,
yeah, it was definitely like the bad boy smile.
Yeah, he'd never talked to her like that before. So it was like that intrigue. It was that intrigue of, wait a minute, this ain't, you got a little something with you. What's going on?
Yep. He done changed his voice.
The fact that he could throw that at even that at the end, just that subtleness.
Homie had the chain on, the chain with the button to the tizop. Like, come on, man.
He looked at the camera.
He ain't regular Aaron no more.
Nah, he Aaron Ultra Instinct.
He done turned into Aaron Hall.
Oh, man. Shouts to Aaron Hall, yo. Yo, if you don't know Aaron Hall, like, yo, look, just trust me, all right? Dude is dope, all right? He got classics and, like, you know what I mean? Aaron Hall is the illest, all right? Like, on the low, probably someone who was many people's favorites who is now fallen from grace, bit his style heavily from Aaron Hall. Very much so.
Just listen to God.
We're not gonna say his name. We just
ain't worth it. Rabbit. You know what I'm saying?
Thank.
Fight for my life. Yo, I can't do it, man. You know what? One day I'm gonna have a stream and I'm gonna try to get as many people on as can. And we're just gonna bug out. We ain't even gonna review nothing. We're just gonna bug out over like crazy stuff that happens.
That's gonna be like 5 hours.
Crazy stuff that happens. Like, you know, talk about Robert and Gail's dry wig. And
I'm gonna skip that episode, bro. I'm gonna skip it. No.
Oh, man.
I can't do it.
Just the crazy stuff that happens, man.
You can't open the doors, you know, to the insane asylum. You just can't do it.
The crazy stuff that just happens, like, it's just wild. But yes, Aaron Hall, guy, classics, hits, and then somebody stole it, and after stealing it, he started making music. You know, I'm not going to talk about whether the music was good or not, but the bottom line is, dude was also threatening people's parents. Dude was crazy. And he got beat up by one of Jay-Z's people, probably behind something that was going on backstage with a attendee.
Why are we going down this road?
I don't know.
I was just saying, because it reminded me of when they were doing the Best of Both Worlds tour, and then there was that fight that went on. And then, like, we didn't know exactly what the fight was about, but Jay-Z never dealt with him ever again after that, which makes me believe that backstage, there was an attendee that wasn't of age. And Jay-Z's camp did not like that. And Jay-Z probably saw that and said, can't mess with you no more, bruh. Because remember, the rest of that tour, Jay-Z finished the tour on his own. R. Kelly was gone. He ain't said word one to that dude since.
Young Gunna stopped messing with him. They ain't even do no more singles.
You know what I'm saying? Like, anyway, love all y'all. Black comics on the way. Shouts out to Newton Lillivoy. Keisha is on a Kickstarter right now. It is super cool because it's supernatural action. I wish I had the link for you because I'd send it. Oh, no, I got the link. I think I got it. I got the link. It's a Kickstarter. It's Demon Eater. It's Keisha. It's dope art. And if you like supernatural action or supernatural horror, then you should check it out because, you know what I'm saying, black people making stuff, black dollars, let the dollar circulate. You know what I'm saying? Like, look, all right? You ain't doing that. You ain't reading nothing but Shade Room. Why don't you read something that's better than that? You know what I'm saying? You ain't doing nothing. But anyway, check out that Kickstarter. I put it in the chat. Love all y'all. See y'all tomorrow. Tomorrow, I like to say this. Tomorrow is a very special day. You know what I'm saying? So the schedule will be different. I'll be doing Young Justice early. I'll be doing Halo early because tomorrow is my and Lisa and I's anniversary. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's right. Congrats.
It's a special day. You know what I'm saying? Not just any day.
Do you know what today is?
Yeah, thank you. So tomorrow, show's early. afternoon, don't ask, because we doing our own thing. All right? You go do your own thing. But until then, buy some black comics, stay real, holla at Blurtish, and I don't know, we out.
Hydrate.
Peace.
And check your waves at all times.
Check your waves at all times. That is the peak dweller in the past. You will remain in the past. Can I get a fucking yeah?
listening to my daddy. All Gorilla Feet.